you're getting, you get to show them things again this morning of what can I say, but it's good to see you guys. Sure, it sounds quite loud in here. You guys can hear me coming out. It's like reaching to the mountains. Echoing over here.
Problems that goes with it as well. So I guess the challenge for us as a church
So the question is, how do we pray that the other thing that others have been heard in some aspect, the medium page of the person gets back from the first time. Or better, medium age, average age, 53 years old. Interesting, there's another. How long is it after people get back to their box in 4, 5, 6? Another one of you will guess it for better.
Of course.
then I move on from there. And I am happily married ever after that. Status of that part. It says, when you do get divorced, it takes such a long time. But let me just mention the next step, because it's actually going to have very nice numbers. The highest risk group for people to get a divorce for marriage. Now, the length of being married. I've been married for 10 years, I've been married there for less than 10 years, and up lots of people who've been married there longer than 10 years, and it's half the meat. I'm so glad I'm in the meat group. That is good. Listen to this. Highest risk of divorce is between 5 and 9 years. That's when most people get divorced, between 5 and 9 years of marriage. Interesting enough, our dating increases when you marry for 25 years, it's virtually zero. So you can just hang out until you're married for 25 years, and then you're guaranteed of never getting divorced. Alright, so just hang out until 21, hang out until you're getting divorced. Anyway, so this is an interesting stat you can add to the previous one. If you go, the highest risk of this is getting divorced between 5 and 9 years, and most people get divorced, if they get divorced, it takes a long time to get married again. Now, you might have gone through experience like that, you might have gone through experience and now, obviously I'm not completely divorced in the negative part, and obviously you must be aware that there are reasons for getting divorced. There are reasons for getting divorced. I'm not saying divorce is something that should never happen. There are reasons for getting divorced, but we must also be real to one another and say the consequences of a bad marriage and getting divorced, the consequences of that is real. And it's great. And it stays with us. It is not something that just plays off in the world. Then we're getting married to a different decision. But more importantly, what we do in marriage, that is very important. I can say we're married to someone who's up to today, it's not the face that on the wedding day. That is not your first day. It's a great day for this day. And the way in which we build our marriage is of huge importance. How do you build your marriage? You will know about it. So there's two things I'd really like to sort of speak about this morning. I'm going to be very brief about it. There's two things. What I find is most literature, if you look at marriage and marriage, Genesis, marriage and Christian, most of this would focus on the sort of DIY that we can talk about. In a sense that it gives you methods, it gives you principles, it gives you ways in which to practically enrich your marriage. And that's obviously very important, right? I'm not knocking that. But I'd like to illustrate a step back this morning and ask myself a question. Why do we get married? Why do we get married? What is the importance of marriage? What is the meaning of marriage? Because it's fine to have 10 steps to be better conflict marriage. That's important, by the way. It's good to have that. It's so interesting when you get married. I mean, I never saw this. This might be the exception, I might be the rule, who knows? I never saw my parents cry. I'm 36 years old. I've never seen them cry. I don't know what they do. I don't know if I write letters in the room and then or if I pretend to one another. Why do we get married? The first reason why we often get married is because it's a pattern of companionship. The Bible says in Genesis, it says the following. And Genesis 2:18, it is not good for the man to be alone. And all the wives says, I know that it's not good for the man to be alone or his bride. It's not good for the man to be alone or like the awkward who's just right.
No, I'm not going to be married on the wedding day because I want to be alone.
fragment of Moses. Moses is a very fragile model. Very fragile model. I think two things is very important to understand in this interaction. And it's not just about the land of death, but then again, the time to get off to that very fragile model, but the energy model is very important. I would say two things that are really important to see. One thing is familiarity. I was younger, in my first couple of weddings, and I always cracked a joke about the mothers in the first time. So here was a joke about that. I don't know if you know what the is, it's always self-confident too. But it's still in part of my own thing. My own thing. People will change. Alright? So I actually mentioned that word already, but then I did it a few weeks ago, and they were every wedding, one time of the mother that, right? And after one wedding, we're moving to the music. The mother. When I call my cooking, I say the mother. So I'm just going to go, okay. There's not much I can say to that. But this is true. You tend to get very good. When you have to kill things. Because it means that the fact that there's something wrong. It means that that person becomes less. You know how a wedding planner is? Is anyone here a wedding planner? Okay, great. There's a paparazzi team. Goodness gracious. It's a splash splash everywhere. I mean, when I walk up there, you're blind. You're blind. Of course, touching everything. It's 2 hours of practice. Anyway, let me do that there. So they always set up the photos when the groom and the bride is compared to one another. Like, you know, that man has been stolen for 3 days and just had a bag of food. You're the best thing ever. I've never seen it. You know, I remember one time that, you know what happened? Because my wife, she actually was. She had to go to the producers as a doctor. The closest place that she could get was Nova. It's close to hell, I promise you. Alright? So she had to work there. First thing that stuck my head was the story of Jacob. Alright, my little sister was a parent, so I had a good look. But then it's like you've never seen a woman before. It's like, you know, best ever. See, the challenge is to maintain that sense of awe and wonder to marriage. Because the problem is if you're close to somebody, you get something familiar. That's the thing you how many do you get to God? You know, initially it's such a wondrous thing to say. It's such a wondrous thing. You know, sorry, it's such a wondrous thing to open parts of the meaning that God is speaking to you and help God. Familiarity is one of our weakest and worst elements of the meaning. So it's a whole bunch of the practice. That's why we've got to be speaking sometimes unstable. Alright? Because so easily we don't appreciate the most important thing in our lives. Let me just tell you a joke of my own wedding anniversary, one of my anniversaries, well, we all must have been married. So both my wife, I'm very good. Alright? I'm very good to have you today. Don't worry. Alright, so, anyway, I've got some friends that have been married on the same day. Sunday as well. And it was on Sunday, Sundays I'm busy, obviously, hey, I mean, for 6 days you have to work, and the 7th day we've got a cool ground, and so you're busy on Sunday, right? And so I'm going to the panel and comments, and then evening service, I'm teaching morning somewhere else, evening service, and the spread of my friends in the front and said, So now I've got to make a plan now. It's time. England wants to stop England, I managed by hours and managed by about years. That was what I managed to find. So I'm driving over, I'm like, please Lord, get out of here. December 19th, 2001. I remember that day. It's clear as day out. We all have this. want for us. It's not just about what I want and how I want it, but what is it for us is good as well. But yes, it is only good for both of us. You know, it's only good for us. If it's only for one side,
nah.
It's terrible. then that is your highest level of loneliness of your husband. Oh, here's the thing about happiness. It's very important in our kingdom. It's almost like a poor goal of the kingdom or whatever. And am I happy? It is very important to find happiness. It's just that, no. It always becomes this weird thing to, no. It is this arbitrary standard. It's this arbitrary standard. Have you noticed that you might go into a township and meet somebody that lives in a shack and they seem to be happy, and then you drive home and you see somebody dragging a BMW and you look like somebody shot their mothers on Mother's Day. Right? Happiness is so arbitrary sometimes. It's hard to deny, isn't it? But it becomes a shifting shadow, a shifting goal that you keep chasing and never there. You always ask yourself, why am I not happy? Why are you not good enough? And that is a dangerous place for marriage to be. But marriage is all about doing this. I must grow in my passion. I must grow in harmony. I must grow in whatever it may be. Let it become something beautiful. And as you grow in those things, you change. And as you change, you become happy. Happiness, actually, is merely a reflection of what is actually happening. You grow up in your world. You become more like Jesus in your world. Where marriage is singular in the world. Let me suggest a couple of ways in which marriage helps to be more worldly. It is marriage teaches us truly love one person. We really easy to talk about love, that we are loved for our husband. I love Jesus for our world and marriage. Right? We so easily talk about God, but it's so hard to love a person. And marriage teaches us how to truly love one person. Marriage teaches us truly how to pray for one another, doesn't it? I mean, the thing about marriage is that it's so horrible in marriage. We realize that some of the things we can't change, we can't change our spouse, we can't change ourselves. And we really can't, and therefore, prayer is just we learn how to truly respect a person in marriage, don't we? So many areas in which we grow up in other words. And then, give us the grace to be heard for us. Give us the grace to allow your presence die, to grow. And we know what He wants from us. He wants God in us. Maybe we pray for our children in this confession. We ask for God in us. We ask, know God, know who your name is, hear your name, and walk in your ways for all of our lives. What a privilege is it for you? What a privilege for the institutional branch. Lord, I pray for every